Thank you. Good morning. My name is Sean McBride. I'm with the North Dakota Department of Health, Division of Disease Control. So long story short, we were notified of four individuals in an unknown illness cluster who had participated in a community cleanup event. All four individuals were part of a crew tasked with driving residence to residence to remove garbage and waste that occurred in late May. This is probably what it would have looked like. These aren't from the actual event, but they did load the material into an open-air flatbed trailer and then to a drop-off site for disposal. In the timeline, you can see the dates for the cleanup end of May and then the various onsets for the individuals in the illness cluster. Symptoms reported at admission included diarrhea, nausea, fever, myalgia, loss of appetite, chills, and a progressively worsening non-productive cough. All four were hospitalized on the same day at a local hospital and then transferred to a larger hospital for care. They were noted to have significant dehydration, and their primary complaint was the gastrointestinal symptoms. All had chest x-rays done that were abnormal. Three were noted to have infiltrates and pleural fluid, and then all of them had developed pneumonia. So at this point, we proceed to with an unknown illness investigation once notified by the ID physician that something may be occurring. Interviews ruled out any other alternative exposure situations, whether they had shared time together, eaten together, other events. And they pretty much received about every testing they could think of at that time because we weren't sure what we were looking at. And the items highest in the diagnosis differential included Legionella, tularemia, and of course, hantavirus. For those of you unfamiliar with tularemia, it's usually diagnosed via serology with a fourfold titer increase between acute and convalescent serology. It's usually found in wild animals like rabbits, voles, muskrats, beavers, and then also arthropods, hard ticks. And you can see tularemia case counts by year in North Dakota. So our lab findings, we ruled out hantavirus first. The serology was negative. Legionella antigen by urine was also negative. And then the tularemia acute serologies were all equivocal. And tularemia was first identified via in situ hybridization per the request of the ID doc that sent it to the University of Washington for testing. And then we later had another sample of pleural fluid that tested positive for tularemia via PCR at Owen State Lab. So then follow-up later to collect convalescent serology to confirm the cases, we were able to collect three specimens, and as you can see there, all three were highly positive for tularemia antibody. So in conclusion, we had three serologically confirmed cases of tularemia. We have a fourth that we call probable but didn't meet the probable case definition. That's simply because he did not cooperate in collecting the convalescent serology. But he did have similar disease progression, exposure history. He worked with the same crew, and so most likely he was infected with tularemia. The fifth, again, for lack of a better term, suspect case had a delayed onset. He had a limited exposure. He assisted in unloading the materials at the drop-off point and did work on that first day when we suspect that exposure occurred. Most likely exposure occurred from contaminated material that was aerosolized during the moving of the items from the junk. I mean, it could have been dirt. The individuals reported that they encountered all kinds of animal feces from dogs. They encountered material that smelled like cat urine, rodent feces. If you can imagine, many of these items that are removed during the spring had probably were meant for removal. Regular garbage pickup is not going to remove them, and so they're stored somewhere. And most likely that's in a location where many of these animals that carry tularemia are wintering as well. And so that's the most likely route of transmission to these individuals. Of note, the ID physician found that was a particular note that the gastrointestinal symptoms were the primary complaint of the individuals because that's an atypical presentation from what you would expect with pneumonic tularemia, and if that is a more common presentation, it could delay diagnosis and correct treatment. So, thank you for your time. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues at the North Dakota Department of Health. As you know, this work isn't done by one person, and so it takes a team. And I'd also like to thank Dr. James Hargraves and Kathy Kuznia, who was the lab manager assisting us who are now both enjoying retirement, and the CDC for their assistance and guidance in this illness cluster. Thank you.